this is going to get worse before it gets better.
DHS Secretary Designee Andrea Palm painted a grim picture of the COVID-19 situation in Wisconsin.
In some regions of our state, our ICU beds are 90% or more full. And those numbers, while stark, don't factor in staffing shortages, which we are seeing in every region of this state.
More than 1,000 people are now hospitalized because of COVID-19. The 7-day average is 2,927.
Wisconsin is in crisis, and we need to take this seriously. It is up to all of us to take action to prevent further spread and help Wisconsin get through this.
Those actions include staying home, avoiding getting together with people outside your household, wear a mask, social distance, and wash your hands. Governor Tony Evers says the White House Coronavirus Task Force echoed that message in its latest weekly report on Wisconsin.
They said this, quote, "Lack of compliance with these measures will lead to preventable deaths," unquote.
WXPR obtained a copy of that weekly report. It says community transmission of the virus is frequently occurring in small gatherings of family and friends where masking and social distancing measures aren't being followed. The federal task force puts 36 counties in the red zone, which is new cases at or above 101 per 100,000 people. Marathon, Oneida, Langlade, Lincoln, Vilas, Price, and Forest counties are all in that zone, with Marathon County in the top 12. More people will continue to die if things don't change quickly.
It is preventable. We do not have to accept rising case numbers, and we do not have to accept community spread. We control our own destiny here.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.